Welcome to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Parochial Vicar and Associate Director at the Catholic Community at Stanford. Today's feast is the Assumption of Mary, the Mother of God, and the readings are proper to that day. We hope you enjoy.
In the Nicene Creed, which we recite every Sunday and at every solemnity, at the end, we dribble on. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life in the world to come. Amen. Right? Most of us, when we recite the Creed, don't even know about the words that are coming out of our mouths. I willingly humiliate myself in front of all of you on top of this gigantic ambo in saying that I cannot say the Creed for my life unless I'm saying it with another human being. I just can't. I mean, just right now, as we were gathering, I was reciting the Creed, making sure I had the line right. I was like, how does it go? Went to the documentary, looked it up. I mean, when we say every Sunday, every solemnity, we look toward the resurrection of the dead and life in the world to come. Yet, what does that mean? Have we ever thought about this, truly? Most, if not all of us, know someone who has died. We too, all of us, we know that we will die as well. We think we're immortal, we think we're invincible, but we're not. Our time here on this planet is limited to a few decades, if that. And yet we say every Sunday, at every solemnity, we look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life in the world to come. Amen. Not too long ago, a mere 60 years ago, Pope Pius XII took a poll of all the reigning bishops regarding the dogma of the Assumption of the Mother of God. He delineated the definition and asked what they thought of it. The poll stated that 1,169 of the 1,181 bishops approved of the definition. That's 98.98%. Only 12 bishops didn't like what they read. In other words, Pope Pius XII wrote out a definition of the Assumption of the Mother of God, and 98.98% of the church's bishops, in consultation of their priests, their laity, their theologians, read and approved what the Bishop of Rome had defined. Therefore, on November 1st, 1950, Pope Pius XII issued Munificentissimus Deus, defining the dogma of the Assumption as an article of faith of the Catholic Church. Now, the dogma states that Mary was assumed body and soul into heaven. This privilege was not given to her given credit by any of Mary's part. This was an unmerited gift given to her by God. In other words, this privilege was not given to her simply because she was Jesus' mother. Being the mother of Jesus Christ, the carpenter's son, had absolutely nothing to do with Mary's privilege in the economy of salvation. Rather, Mary's own discipleship gained her this prize. Her bloodline did not earn this reward at all. Rather, it was her devotion to God's will. When the angel Gabriel requested that she give up everything, all the plans that she had in life, in order to be the mother of Messiah, she said yes. When she followed her husband and her newly born son down to Egypt, she said yes. When her husband of many years died, she said yes. When her only son left her side to preach and follow the spirit of his heavenly father, she said yes. And when that only son was executed, leaving her alone with some teenager named John, she said yes. She followed where her son took her, even to Golgotha, even to the place of the skull, even to death. And for this wonderful discipleship, God the Father rewarded her with the grace of the Assumption. Needless to say, the Mother of God is the centerpiece of all Christian discipleship, the example par excellence of the church and her members. Fiat. Let it be done unto me, as you say. The definition reads on that when the Blessed Mother of God had ended her time on earth, she was assumed into heaven, body and soul. She now sits in the heavens, gazing into the face of God, yet gazing down upon us with her tender and maternal care. She is in the state where every one of us soon shall be. As her body and soul are united, gazing into the face of God, she is living the life that we are meant to live. We look for the resurrection of the dead and for life in the world to come. Amen. We look forward to a time where we do not have to battle against our appetites and against our impulses, and rather we can live consistently, always doing the right thing. We look forward to the day where we can find ourselves in a moment of weakness and see it as our moment of strength. We look forward to the day where we can look into a mirror and be convinced that we are wondrously and miraculously made. We look for the resurrection of the dead and life in the world to come. Amen. The great Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, has demonstrated for us the reward for those who have lived totally and unreservedly for her son. Yes, she had an incredibly difficult life, a life of a refugee, living a life of poverty and sorrow, living a life where she was consistently marginalized because how she lived, because of her fiat, because of her yes. Yet, nonetheless, her soul proclaimed the greatness of the Lord. Her spirit rejoiced in God, her Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. Most likely, our lives may never be as difficult as hers. But we in our own way will struggle through our life, always striving to follow the Lord without reservation. As we approach this altar then, the Eucharist itself, let us, as St. Augustine says, become what we eat, always looking towards the resurrection of the dead and the world to come. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please call us at 650-725-0080 or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. Please visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community, Learning, and Experiences or mail us at Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California, 94309. This is Father Isaiah Milano, OP, Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.